Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
If you're over 35, listen up, because Soho Dublin, which is described as the capital's newest and most exciting nightlife destination, will make history with the launch of their first ever nightclub event in Dublin, exclusively over for those over the age of 35, and it's happening next week. Their co-owner, Gerry Harrington, is with me on the line today. Gerry, just tell me, what is Soho Dublin, first of all?
Andre, how are you? I love your show. I love it every day.
Thanks,
it's wonderful.
Gerry.
Soho, we're on Dublin 2, we're on Dalier Street. It's a large venue. It's super, super fit out. It's got fabulous sound systems, beautiful dance floors. And we're going to do the over 35s, and we're going to do it in the 60s and 70s and 80s, right up to the noughties. And we're opening it at 5:30, when you get a glass of champagne, a nice glass of chilled Prosecco on the way in. And away you go dancing, and we've got a range of DJs, and they play you all the 60s and 70s, then the 70s and 80s, then the 80s and 90s, and they'll take you right up to 10 o'clock in the evening, and away you go home on the train, or home with something to eat, or home to watch football. And it's for everybody over 35 to have fun.
It's for everybody over the age of 35, though.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's the market we want. That's the people that are out there. They're looking for this, and they've time on their hands, and they're looking for something to do. They've all done the shopping. They've all done that. Or else they've gone out for a little bit of brunch beforehand, and they don't want to go home early. Or else they're going out in the evening, and then they're going out for something to eat on the way home.
Why end it at half ten at night, though?
Well, I think that age group like to come out and have time on their hands. They don't want to be coming out at 10 o'clock at night and going home at 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning. I think they enjoy coming out, have something to look forward to on a Saturday, particularly if you're getting ready in the afternoon and you're making your way into town, and then all of a sudden you're in a nightclub at 5:30 in the afternoon, 6 o'clock, and you go, wow, this is different.
Jeez, I wouldn't want leaving at 10:30. I'd definitely stay out till about 12 or 1 anyway.
Sure, you might stay on anyway. We'd let you stay on. You'd be very special, you know.
you let me stay good. But obviously, is there a market for this though, Gerry? I would have thought it was fairly niche enough.
No, absolutely crazy. We put it out online 2 days ago, and we have almost 600 requests, and we've got 400 tickets sold. 372 tickets up to the time of me talking to you.
Right. And this is for the event next Saturday, the 31st of August.
31st, yeah.
Yeah.
In Soho.
Okay.
It's really, really special. We'd love if you come along and bring some friends and enjoy a few bottles of Upley,
we'd have to make it in some night for sure. But tell me, is Soho Dublin, it's not always going to be for over 35s. It's just that this is a particular night you're doing on the 31st.
No, we're a venue, Andrea, so we do many things. Like, we do film premieres, we do corporate functions, we do a regular teenage night, we do a regular Brazilian night, we do a regular fabulous R&B night. So we're very multicultural as well as multi-music. But we've picked this one in particular. Like, we do biggest bingo and biggest disco on a Friday evening at 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And we do a brunch on a Saturday from 1 o'clock till 4 o'clock. So we have lots of things going on. We have a large staff, which is great.
Mm.
Business is booming. And we're very lucky. We've put the customer at the heart of our business, where our customers are precious. And I think if people keep looking after the customers and falling over them and really looking after them with care, I think your business will always be strong.
Well,
knowing what the market is.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of my friends would say that when you go out on a Saturday night, not that you're kind of doing maybe the typical Saturday night out that you used to do years ago, but that it is obviously, naturally, it's much younger and there aren't as many places to go when you are over the age of 35. Stay with me, Gerry. DJ Mark McCabe is with us on the line. Do you think we need more over 35s clubs, Mark?
Oh, wow. I have a lot to say.
Go on.
So I'll just ramble. First of all, hello, Gerry, because if it's the same Gerry Harrington from Temple Theatre, how are you? It's been a long time. And Gerry has been, you know, way ahead for a long time, for decades now at this stage. So it's great to see that he has hit the nail on the head. If you look after your customers, you know, they're going to come in the door, and it doesn't matter if they're 35 or if they're 18 or if they're 25 or if, as he said, the, you know, teen gigs as well. If you look after them and give them an experience, they're going to come back and they're going to have enjoyed themselves. The discussion has been, you know, really centered on the death of the nightclub in Ireland.
Yeah.
And I've just sort of been hammering home the point that the reason that this is happening, there is a change in you know, behavior and culture and habits, but it's also because an awful lot of the clubs got hit hard by COVID, and whether they don't have the money to reinvest into the club or they're not bothered, they're not offering a good experience. My young fellow was in Soho. He was actually playing there a couple of days ago, and he came out, and he's, you know, a big fan of lighting tech and sound tech, and he said the sound is so good, the lighting is so good, and for kids under 18 to go in and experience that is just so good. But if you're a rural nightclub in a small town and you're expecting people to come in through the door week in, week out, and the sound is awful, half it's not working, the lights aren't working, it's just not going to happen.
So it's about providing an experience, people.
Exactly.
For market people.
Yeah. Jerry has hit the nail on the head. You can do over 35s, but then you can do a Brazilian night, you can do, you know, LGBTQ night, whatever, kids discos. Yeah. As long as you're giving people an experience, they're going to come through the door, you know. So, and that it's needed. It's different to another club like Index, which is sort of focused on, you know, the guests that is there and the DJ that is there for the night that people are going to see. This is just an open door, come in, we'll play you tunes, we'll entertain you, you can have a drink and so on. Mm. Is there a need for more over 35s nights? I think probably there is. I mean, I'll give you an example. I'm in Belfast this Sunday in Custom House Square, and they put that show on sale. I think their capacity is 6,000, and they sold it out in half an hour, and they didn't even announce a lineup. They just said this is an over 35s, you know, rave, for want of a better word.
Yeah, yeah.
And people just laughed it up. Sold out, gone. I did another one up in Castle Bar in the Theatre Royal, and the same thing. It was great because we were finished by 11:30, out of there, able to drive home afterwards, and wake up with a nice fresh head. And so
Go on, Mark.
There was an article written there recently, which is kind of like, you know, it's sort of focusing on the over 35s, and, you know, your time's up, you've had your fun, you know, leave it, let it rest. There are two different things here. If you're in your 40s and you're going into a nightclub and you're standing there with a pint in your hand and one hand in your pocket and you're leering at the people that are there, that is one thing. I have not experienced that with the very few of these that I've done. Mm. What I have experienced is people who just have an appetite for dance music, for rave culture, you know, that absolutely adore that and just
but
want
similar
to experience
to a festival,
that again.
You know, I suppose,
exactly.
Isn't it? It's kind of, fancy festival. Jerry, just to clarify, is it a strict over 35s policy?
Well, we're going to make it as strict as we can. We certainly don't want any people younger. We want to make it what it is. And when people come in there, they're all age-minded and like-minded. And again, Andrea, I go back. And Mark is very right. He's correct in saying it's all about the customer and the experience, how you look after them, how you have got really good drink, how you've got really good service and bathrooms and cloakrooms, and how you make it an evening for them rather than just taking money. Just make it an experience and make them come back. So our aim is that when you're leaving, you're wishing you're coming back. That's what's always about. And the customer, again, is precious and at the heart of the whole business, no matter what business it is or what we're doing, whatever night we're doing.
Yeah.
And it works for us. It just works.
It works. Good. Jane Cowan, who's a lifestyle columnist with the Irish Examiner, is with us on the line. Jane, do you think we need more clubs that, well, not necessarily clubs, but even club nights, as Jerry explained, for those, for over 35s?
I actually think this is like a brilliant idea. I wrote the article last week about over 40s in nightclubs.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
So like how my generation, you know, we sort of feel like maybe the over 40s aren't matching our vibe. I'm sure they feel the same about us.
You think I should be at home?
I mean, they're probably thinking the same about me. I'm 20, so they're probably like, someone put that girl's bed. When is her curfew? But I think it's a great idea.
Why not have more of them then?
I think they'd honestly, like, as you're saying, they're so popular, and I'm not even surprised that they are. I mean, I know I joked about over 40s, you know, you should be getting yourself off the dance floor. But I know when I'm 40, you'll have to drag me off the dance floor. So it sounds like a brilliant idea.
Yeah, I suppose the reality is, though, that probably for a lot of people, like, why not? Like, people enjoy a night out, whether it's for, I mean, not saying you're doing it every Saturday night, but for a party or an event or a birthday or an anniversary or whatever it is. And often there kind of isn't that offering. Like, I would find now, Mark, and I don't know if you notice this when you're at gigs or at festivals, probably a lot of that 35 plus age group tend to focus more now on going to festivals.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a huge decline, you know, in the nightclub industry. And from my point of view, the bookings that I take now, 90% of them are for festivals or for bigger events or for one-off events as opposed to actual nightclub bookings. But the really sort of the strange thing, I was just thinking there, this is actually nothing new, because I remember growing up in Ranelagh and Night Owls in Ranelagh, which was a huge club, and they had a big laser disc system, and it was all focused on watching videos while you saw the video for the song. But they used to do an over 30s night back then, but it sort of faded off again. But the interesting thing, just in terms of the kind of stuff that I play, I would have two sort of sets if you're with me. The thing is that most of the stuff I'm playing now is just reworked versions of stuff that was out in the 90s and noughties, and it's still as big. You know, there's a certain amount of tunes there, like DJ Jürgen, Better Off Alone, you know, Gala, Freed from Desire.
Yeah, sure, I was there. I was at your set at the Today FM Soundgarden last Saturday. The place was heaving.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, a really wide range of, you know, 15 to sort of 45, 50, but they all know the tunes because they're kind of just inbred into us. And you can sort of, from my point of view, I can tailor the kind of mix that I can play. I'm still playing the same track, but if I'm playing to a, you know, 18 to 25 crowd, I'll play a much tougher, harder mix of the same stuff. But if I'm playing one of these over 35s, I might play the original. So a lot of the music is actually still the same. It's just kind of, it's been
remixed.
That's
what's filling
the
floor.
You know?
What about you, Cleona? Do you think we need more nights that are catered to an over 35 age group?
Well, definitely, Andrea. I'm going to be the blast from the past, as I actually ran one with a friend back in the 80s. I have to say, I was very young. And our, what could I say, main idea was to copy what was happening in London. Well, I shouldn't say copy, but bring it to Dublin. And that was having theme nights. You know, some people have already mentioned Brazil, Carnival Nights, Rocky Horror, Chic to Freak. And it was called Sides in Dame Street. It was a purpose-built club for dancing. And we had wonderful DJs. I don't know if anybody would remember Paul Webb. And the whole thing was really to theme the night, not every week, it would be every few weeks, but people came to dance. That was the main thing. And we had a very eclectic mixture. Fashion designers, musicians, artists, people, you know, Philip Tracy, for example. Some of your listeners may have heard of him. He's now probably the most famous hat designer in the world. Philip would have been there, Richard Lewis, Peter O'Brien. It was just fabulous because it gave people an opportunity to dress up and just have a
find
great
things
night
that out. Yeah, people that people like. Listener says, I would absolutely go to this night just to be told that at 34 years of age, I'm too young to get in. I can't wait to get my ID ready. Another listener says, I'm looking actually for a night like this, but why not cater to one for over 70s? Jerry, just a final word, you might clarify. You don't have to be a member of Soho Dublin to go there, do
absolutely
you?
Absolutely not. You can walk up, you can have your ticket, you can buy them on Eventbrite. You can get them on the door on the day also. And all you do is in the door, down the stairs, and away you go with your glass of Prosecco and listen to great music.
Yeah, and the best part for a lot of people is that you'll be out the door again at 10:30. Jerry Harrington, Absolutely. Thanks a million for joining us here on the programme today. Of course, DJ Mark McCabe, Jane Cowan, Cleona as well. It's 087 1400 106 is the number. I'm 59 and I love dance music, says this texter. I used to drive a minibus to raves in England back in the late 80s. This is an absolutely fantastic idea in Soho, Dublin. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.